Hello and welcome to Real Talk. I'm your host, Susan McCabe. You're listening to the voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. Real Talk is here with you every Tuesday at lunchtime. And I like to think of this as the show that seeks answers to questions large and small. Today's question is kind of big and kind of new. The question is, what is a biodigester? And what does it have to do with me? To answer that question, I have with me three experts. One of them is Sharup Kumar, who is the Community Engagement Officer at Impact Bioenergy. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Jeremy Hale is here. He's a board member for Zero Waste Vashon. Welcome, Jeremy.
Thank you.
And Gib Damon, the president of Zero Waste Vashon, who's been with us before. Thanks for coming, Gib.
Thank you, ma'am.
All three of you are here and working together on a biodigester for Vashon Island. Sharup, first of all, can you tell us what a biodigester is? And that's, you know, like, how would you tell a 12-year-old?
Sure. So, believe it or not, we are all biodigesters. And so are cows and other ruminants. So you can think of this as a mechanical cow. And organic matter goes in, and biogas comes out, which is mainly methane, along with the fertilizer, basically mechanical manure.
Mechanical manure?
Basically. Instead of if you were to have a ruminant ingest some organic matter and make their own manure, tends to be a similar profile, full of probiotics and nutrients that's recovered from that organic manure. So it turns out to be a way to just recover your nutrients, your energy, your water, and your carbon. That's all embedded in our organic material. So whether we're talking about food and beverage waste or actual other forms of waste, there's all embedded nutrients and water in there. And so what we're doing is just recovering those embedded values and returning them to the food, energy, and water systems here on island.
So here on island, that's the key word right
exactly.
Now for those of us who are on Vashon and listening. When and where are we going to install a biodigester here on Vashon Island?
So, we've been working with Zero Waste Vashon and the business community out here, and we've partnered up with the Tofu Factory. So Island Spring Organics, they've been on island since the mid-80s, and they're, of course, a certified organic tofu factory, and they do generate quite a lot of residual organics that come with that soy. And so they have a ton of what's called okara, and that's a soy pulp.
Oh, yes, we have all smelled okara.
Okay. Sure. So this is also a way to basically contain that okara and reduce odors. So we're controlling those odors and really sealing that off from the atmosphere because that's all good stuff to recover. And we can actually substitute fossil fuels with that renewable energy. And it turns out there's no other source of energy, whether it's domestic or foreign or renewable, that produces as many direct and indirect benefits such as a digester and an anaerobic digester. And that includes things such as protecting water resources or, you know, reducing your emissions of those organic materials that, you know, sometimes create odor problems. There's also minimizing or eliminating a truck that's involved. A lot of the times organic materials are trucked off of island. And there's a lot of transportation and diesel fuel involved there. And so we can minimize those activities, be a little more intentional, basically, and at the same time, divert our organic streams away from the landfill to waste resource conversion, really.
Okay, let's break this down. These are some pretty big claims. Gib Damon, what is the biodigester you and Zero Waste Vashon and Impact Bioenergy plan to install here on Vashon? What is it going to do for us, and how does it work?
Arguably, an anaerobic digester or a biodigester is the best way to convert food waste into resource. What we would like to see in the grand picture is that the potentially we are integrating a biodigester with aerobic digestion, i.e. Regular composting, and potentially some other science technologies to do that much better of a job of reusing everything organic that we have, that we produce on this island, and turning it into various resources.
So, Jeremy Hale, how do we take advantage of this? How do we take advantage of the gas that the biodigester will create? How can I get that from the biodigester to my house?
That's a very good question. The biodigester at the tofu factory will be, I think, a relatively small-scale digester, and hopefully the natural gas generated in that process will be used to refuel some natural gas vehicles, maybe on from Island Organics, on Island Springs Organics. I don't think there's any plans at this point to use that for mass transit on the island. I don't think there's going to be that much natural gas at this point. But this is really a very interesting demonstration project on the island. We're very excited about supporting it and, you know, look forward to seeing the end product as they start up this digester later on this year, and seeing how much natural gas, how much energy, what the digestate looks like. So we're really excited to support this going forward.
We don't have a lot of natural gas vehicles on Vashon Island. What are the other potential uses for the products that this biodigester will create?
Sure. So the actual fuel that's generated, the renewable natural gas, can be used for a lot of different applications. So heat on site, for example, with the tofu factory, they could actually use it in their steam boiler. We could actually put it inside of bottles and actually encapsulate that RNG. And so that becomes a propane substitute that we can look at distributing on island to help decarbonize some of those streams that are happening now.
Excuse me, does propane gas that people now use, some people heat with propane gas, some people use their propane gas in their stoves, does that create pollution in the air?
It does, and it's really a life cycle of that propane, if you think about where it came from. And so a lot of the times in the fossil fuel industry, they'll call it a well-to-wheel life cycle, if in the case of transportation. In this case, it would be a well-to-home type
heat
of...
Or, yeah.
And so that life cycle, there's a lot involved there, from extracting those resources, delivering them. So overall, there might not be a lot of particulate emissions, but there's a lot of carbon emissions and embedded kind of resource intensity there with that product, versus something that's actually generated on island using waste resources. You're actually avoiding those emissions from those waste resources, such as fugitive methane emissions. And then you're actually substituting that for those fossil fuels. So when you add those up, it actually becomes net negative emissions with a renewable natural gas profile. And so it doesn't have to be a natural gas vehicle itself. We could also convert that to electricity.
How does that work?
And so there are a bunch of different ways to use, whether you're talking about a generator or some of the more emerging technologies like microturbines and fuel cells. But basically, you're using that renewable fuel, converting them into electrons, and then you're able to use that electricity as other power would be used. So you can actually charge vehicles with it if vehicle chargers are set up for that type of thing. We can actually plug it into the grid and interconnect. But a lot of the times that interconnection and working with the utilities is a challenge there. And so
that sounds like more infrastructure. So mm-hmm. Gib or Jeremy, can you tell me how or do you envision that this biodigester will eventually provide electricity on the island? And what sort of infrastructure do we need for that?
Good question. And that's why this is a pilot, because a big, big challenge here is to figure out how we... what we do with the product, and how do we create markets that are obviously green. There's so many benefits to what we're outlining here, what we're proposing here, green jobs. And so, for instance, on the back end, dealing with anaerobic digester products and potential compost products, we have potential gas that we might be able to deliver to sawbones, or if they have a particular machine that would operate off of this gas, which is pretty easily done. We have the opportunity to deliver a very high quality water nutrient to our small farms. There's another potential small business. There's
what do you
another
mean by
big
a water nutrient?
A lot of the, I believe, for one ton of food waste that goes into the biodigester, 200 gallons, roughly, of this high nutrient, a water-based nutrient, is produced. It's referred to as digestate. So it has its benefits because you can feed it back into the biodigester and increase the rate at which things break down. There's so much of it, though, that ideally we create a way to sell and deliver this liquid nutrient exactly right now when the sun is out and it's going to be out for the next 2.5 months. That's a potential big, viable product for our small farmers.
It's essentially a liquid fertilizer.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah, it's a liquid fertilizer. Yes.
5 minutes later.
Bio-nutrients are fertilizer. So that is something that we could, when you say creating jobs, one of the businesses you're talking about then is this liquid fertilizer that could be sold. In what sort of volume are we talking at this point?
So just ramping up production, we can go up to about 2.5 tons per day. So on a daily basis, we could generate about 500 to 600 gallons a day, potentially.
You're kidding.
That's at full capacity, but there's also a way to actually make these value-add co-products. So what I'm holding here is actually a brew-do blend of the dry digestate, and we actually use other amendments such as mealworm castings, mealworm poop, and these are actually emerging technologies that are really good for agronomic use. And so having the ability to make new value-add products with that raw material is something we're also investigating. And then the feasibility of making this really a co-op. How do we co-op this model and actually partner up with farmers and fleets and add more value to both? And that becomes basically a circular economy. And having the ability to have a distribution of these products and then capture and collection of those raw materials, that can all happen within a closed-loop system with a vehicle that's actually fueled by the actual system.
And it sounds like permaculture to me.
It's another form of permaculture. Right.
So I'm getting the sense that the Zero Waste Vashon Group is basically leading this effort and starting the whole process with one biodigester at Island Spring Organics. Will you then be, obviously you're going to use this as a laboratory to develop other businesses, and has Impact Bioenergy developed these other businesses in other places yet? Do you have an idea of the process that is required from installing the biodigester to actually having businesses, the infrastructure that's required, and how long that sort of thing takes?
Yes. So we have 6 systems currently installed in the Northwest, and 5 of them are near Seattle or in Seattle. And those are just a scaled down version of this system. We call it the HORSE. The HORSE is an acronym. It stands for High Solids Organics Recycling System with Electrical Output. And so it's a little stretch.
HORSE works. Yes.
Really a mechanical cow.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And so we've really learned what it takes to not only build a system and operate them, but what that operating system might look like. And so in Ballard, together with Fremont Brewing, with some support from Seattle Public Utility, we were able to really pilot this concept of a community-supported bioenergy system. And so we have electric trike that was built that's charged off the horse. So we kind of have this horse and cart combo, or horse and buggy. And it's actually used to deliver the product to those urban farmers and then pick up the waste materials from restaurants. And so about a year ago, for a month, we piloted that closed loop scenario, and it worked successfully. And we were able to really offer a new service to restaurants, saying you can do a different, more sustainable, more intentional activity with that resource. Don't send it to the landfill necessarily, and we can come pick that up. And of course, there's a fee associated with that recycling service. And then we actually divert it to the system. For every ton, we generate those 200 gallons that goes to farmers, and then the energy that goes to the site and the trike, the actual vehicle. And so just understanding how to scale that up now, we're going from about 100 pounds a day at a horse to about 5,000 pounds a day over here at this system. And so that gives us more energy, really, more economies of scale to really do some more impactful things with the energy. So we're looking at roughly 20 to 30,000 diesel gallon equivalents is what we can generate per year.
From, not from this biodigester on Vashon.
Yes, from this one.
Yes, from this?
Yep, at Island Spring Tove. Yep.
Is this a small version of the biodigester?
I guess it's all relative. That's the tough part. The centralized digesters are known to be, you know, hundreds of thousands of tons. And actually, 4 years ago, Gib and I, we took a road trip up to British Columbia to visit one of those central digesters. And Jan Allen had designed that together with Harvest Power. And Jan Allen is our founder of Impact Bioenergy, who spun off to form and our company to really distribute this capacity and make smaller scale appropriate systems instead of trucking resources all the way to one central facility. And so this is definitely smaller compared to the central facility, but if you just think about 20-foot or 40-foot containers, they're just modules and you can scale them up and down.
Is it fair to say that when we reach phase three, this will be the largest anaerobic digester in King County?
Other than the wastewater treatment digesters would be a lot bigger, but different flavor of technology. The principle is the same. This is all about anaerobic digestion. So you're just locking that material off from the oxygen. So they do this down in Renton with all of King County's wastewater, and a lot of it's trucked off island here to feed that digester.
And that is one of the principal benefits, I am guessing. You're listening to Real Talk on the Voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. And we're talking about biodigestion with Shirup Kumar, Jeremy Hale, and Gib Damon. Zero Waste Vashon is bringing a biodigester here. We can do this thanks to Windermere Vashon Realty, who make all our community information programming and the emergency alert service possible.
Susan, I should clarify Zero Waste Vashon's position here.
Okay.
Impact Bioenergy has been following ZWV's growth for the now 5 years that we've been creating. And we've always been very interested in anaerobic digestion. Ultimately, our task here and the measure of our success is how we're able to integrate this system and others into our community so that it becomes a true community benefit. That's the measure of success here that we're looking at. We need a compost facility for our island yesterday. Okay? That's the fact. We've had successful compost facilities, at least economically, before on this island. We've done studies. We're doing another study. We're doing a feasibility study as we speak. But King County, we're on record to say with them, we need a compost facility. That is general aerobic digestion. That is the way we process our green waste and our small wood waste. We have the opportunity to combine that with food waste processing, i.e. a biodigester, and potentially biochar production down the road, and potentially algae growth, and who knows what. The most important thing is reuse. Reuse on a community level for and on our island. Okay?
Let me play devil's advocate here for a moment, because there may be some folks out there listening to this and saying, okay, when you say we need a compost facility on Vashon Island, what is the problem that's going to solve? what is the problem for me? How is it hurting me that I don't have a compost facility here?
Well, right now, unfortunately, on Vashon Island, there is no curbside pickup for yard waste or food waste. And it leaves it up to the individual, you know, homeowner or business to decide on how they want to dispose of that product. And oftentimes it simply ends up in a landfill somewhere. So, you know, we've been working with King County Solid Waste to promote ways to reduce waste on the island and make better uses or reuse those products. Having curbside pickup would be one of them, but also recycling that material, composting that material on the island would be very beneficial just in reducing transportation cost and the use of fossil fuels to move that material from Vashon over to Cedar Grove Landfill or the compost facility over there. So I think there's a tremendous number of advantages to doing it here, and it's a product we could sell on the island, use on the island. So
that's something I, as an island gardener or yard person, could have access to, and I wouldn't have to go off island or spend the money that it, presumably it's going to cost more when I get it from Cedar Grove than if I get it here on Vashon Island. So that's composting. And that certainly is something, is that something that's going to happen pretty quickly once the biodigester is installed?
I think the biodigester will help. It's a separate project.
Oh.
It depends on how quickly we can raise, you know, $2 million to just do a composting facility, up to $5 million to integrate things like the biodigester and potentially biochar and reuse and education and data and.
Okay. Zero Waste Vashon is clearly a group that is understanding that Vashon Island is the perfect laboratory for these kinds of things. I would like one of you to give an overview vision of where Zero Waste Vashon is going to go. Biodigester, composting facility. I know you've been thinking about this for 4 years. So what would the whole thing look like?
Well, first and foremost, it's a compost facility where we would be doing very much the same thing that Cedar Grove is doing, except rather than doing it at a King County level, we'll do it at a community level. So what organically is produced here, cut off here, big storms, what have you, SDOT clears for road damage, who knows? All of that can potentially be processed on island. And so to that end, that's the start. We need a compost facility. Beyond that is a dream. We, as you say, we are the perfect petri dish to potentially practice social science and do a better job as a community to be able to turn our organics into direct nutrients for our soil and energy and jobs and on and on and on. So that's the real task. So in so many respects, we've got to focus on the biodigester as being its own separate project until we get to that dream level where we can integrate. The cool thing about it is Shroop's machine produces high nutrient fertilizer, whether it's dried or wet. A compost facility, as in aerobic digestion, needs that water potentially to compost that green waste, that brown waste, that yard waste. The more you look at the potential for these systems, the more the integration works, the more biogas is produced. It can be produced from the manufacture of biochar or off of an algae pond or. One biogas treatment facility to treat three or four of these potentials has that much more potential power. At the same time, all of these potential compost fertilizers that are products, they're all complementing each other. So the potential digest from an anaerobic digester goes perfectly with that compost facility, and it is blended potentially a month, 6 weeks down the road into that compost, and it becomes more cured. So it's really fascinating. It is fascinating.
Too deep, but, once you raise that $2 to $5 million you're talking about, it sounds to me like it's going to start paying off. So in other words, those who are investing, are you looking for investors?
No.
No.
Not at this point.
Donors? Are you a 501c3?
Yes, we are. And Zero Waste Vashon's mission is to educate ourselves and our community towards better waste management practice. To that end, we would love to see public-private partnerships to get this done. Mm-hmm. So King County Solid Waste has got to be a partner, or this is not going to work.
Exactly. And I think what we're doing here is, you know, on Vashon, setting the example as a Petri dish, forming those public-private partnerships. And so one thing we've learned from European systems of managing these type of materials, there's a Green Dot program. And producers take responsibility up front by paying for that Green Dot program. And what it does is it helps set up the infrastructure to recycle all these waste materials that are coming out of those production processes. And so this is basically a way we're looking at making our own Green Dot program here on Vashon and King County. And so they're supporting this project with originally a feasibility study grant. And we're looking at the feasibility of making a community scale type of system. And it doesn't have to be one center. It's really about distributing this capacity on island. So whether it's at a farm, at the transfer station, and the tofu factory, it's really a combination. And the composting just fits right into everything to really have that synergy.
That complementary effort. Could you just quickly define for us a Green Dot program? I'm not sure everyone's going to know what that is.
Sure. So a Green Dot program is basically a way to tie together producers and consumers. So when you buy some sort of food material in Europe, sometimes the packaging will have a green dot on it and signifies to the consumer where they can recycle that. So this is another way we're looking at community-supported biocycling, really, a way for the community to now support this ecosystem. And this kind of green dot really ties together those producers and consumers to be able to now do the right thing with these resources because they're just, you know, waste out of place.
The right thing. We live in an national atmosphere right now where the right thing is a very debatable question. Jeremy Hale, can you tell me, or maybe you can say more about this, Sharup, who works against this idea? Who do you have to... Is anybody fighting you?
No, I haven't heard any organized opposition on the island, and I don't expect to. I think this is a green process they're putting in place and has a number of different advantages to this island community. And we're really excited that Impact Bioenergy has picked this site to, you know, place this Nautilus unit and take care of some of these food waste streams we've got. And this is just one of many food waste streams we've got. So I don't see any downsides to this at all.
What's really interesting to me is recently the governor signed the RNG bill at the state level. That RNG bill, renewable natural gas bill, passed out of the House 98-0.
Wow. So there is no opposition in this region. Okay, my last question. We're about out of time. What's the timeline on this? 30 seconds.
Well,
you can tell me.
We're fabricating throughout the summer, looking to install towards the end of the summer, hopefully by Labor Day. And then we'll be on a commissioning and kind of ramp-up schedule over 6 months to 12 months.
Very exciting. I want to thank you all for joining me. You've been listening to Real Talk on the Voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. Thanks for listening, and watch out for that biodigester. Start saving your organic waste now.
Thanks so much, Susan.